Britton, I'm Judge Beal. I'm the presiding judge today, and we have Judge Russell and Judge Haley. It's a three-judge panel, as you know. And you have 10 minutes to make your argument to the court on your petition for appeal. And so I will call the case now of Albritton versus Commonwealth. And Mr. Albritton, you may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor. Okay, I'll begin now. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you fine. Can the other judges hear you?
Yes, I can hear it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, I'll begin now. Good morning, Honorable Judges of the Virginia Court of Appeals, and thank you so very much for this opportunity to be heard today. Your appellant, Mr. DaVinci Albritton, respectfully argues to this honorable panel that the previous July 28, 2021 appeals court order denying his appeal in this matter is in error and must be reversed on the grounds that such a ruling improperly deprives and restricts a trial court of its authority and obligation to revoke and amend a void term and condition of a suspended sentence upon reasonable cause given by a petitioning party under the relevant Virginia Code 19.2-306A. First, as a matter of law, the relevant statute, Virginia Code 19.2-306A, under which Mr. Albritton sought his relief in the relevant trial court in the city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, to revoke and amend a void condition of his May 24, 2002 suspended sentence, grants the trial court the authority and provides in relevant part that in any case in which the court has suspended execution or imposition of sentence, the court may revoke the suspension of sentence for any cause the court deems sufficient that occurred at any time within the probation period or within the period of suspension fixed by the court. Here, Mr. Albritton argues that the appellate judge, upon review of the Virginia Beach trial court's denial of his pro se petition to revoke and amend his 2002 suspended sentence, failed to consider and omitted relevant facts of the trial court record and misapplied the law, thereby resulting in an unreasonable determination that the Virginia trial court lacked the subject matter jurisdiction to revoke and amend appellant's 2002 suspended sentence, and therefore held that the court did not err or abuse its discretion in denying Albritton relief, predicated upon the appellate judge's finding that the trial court's defined period of suspension for the 2002 suspended sentence had long expired on May 24, 2008, under the six-year good behavior term and condition as so stated in Albritton's suspended sentencing order. However, in the case of bar, Mr. Albritton respectfully argued to this panel that there can be no dispute that as a matter of law and stare decisis, citing two previous decisions by this Court of Appeals in the cases of Word v. Commonwealth, 41 VA APP 496, 2003, and Reese v. Commonwealth, 51 VA APP 357, 2008, that your appellant, Mr. Albritton, is duly entitled to be granted a reversal and remand in this pending appeal, and the prospective release under the relevant Virginia Code 19.2-306A of having successful completion of the detention center program revoked and amended as a condition of his 2002 suspended sentence in response to a subsequent 2013 criminal conviction and active life sentence as reasonable cause, which as a matter of fact and law forecloses his eligibility and participation in the detention center program under the relevant Virginia Code 19.2-316.2A and 3, which prohibits defendants convicted of violent felonies and serving active life sentences in prison for participation in the program. Moreover, your appealee, the appealee Commonwealth's brief in opposition filed against Mr. Albritton's appeal is unavailing and without merit, where the Commonwealth, in support of its argument, failed to present any applicable rule of law or legal citation as to bar your appellant, Mr. Albritton's entitlement to relief in this case under the relevant Virginia Code 19.2-306A, as to revoke and amend a condition of his 2002 suspended sentence that he can no longer possibly satisfy due to his current conviction. Nevertheless, your appellant, Mr. Allbritton, respectfully moves this honorable panel to recognize and hold that the previous appellate court judge's review of the trial court's record in this appeal was incomplete and flawed, causing error in determining the correct limitation period for which the Virginia Beach Trial Court's authority to revoke this 2002 suspended sentence had actually expired under the relevant Virginia statute. Where the appellate judge failed to consider and omitted the relevant fact that there was a third term in condition of Mr. Auburn's suspended sentence, which places him on supervised probation until released by the probation officer, and that such supervised probation is to begin upon his release from confinement. Consequently, your appellant, Mr. Auburn, respectfully argues and moves this honorable panel to hold that as a matter of fact and law, citing this court's decision in Hill v. Commonwealth, 73 APP 206, May 18, 2021, and Hartless versus Commonwealth, 29 VA APP 172, 1999, upon the fact that the relevant Virginia Beach Trial Court's 2002 suspended sentencing order includes and imposes a third term and condition with the language stating that Mr. Albritton is to be placed on supervised probation until released by the probation officer, and specifies that such supervised probation is to begin upon his release from confinement, the facts of which have not yet transpired, that the Virginia Beach Trial Court currently retains continuous subject matter jurisdiction under Virginia Code 19.2-306A, and to revoke and amend the void condition number 2 of Mr. Albritton's 2002 suspended sentence for the reasonable and just cause given, whereupon the applicable period of suspension fixed by the Virginia Beach Trial Court in this case, at bar, must be told until the third condition of Mr. Auburn's suspended sentence placing him on supervised probation is actually commenced and or satisfied. Accordingly, upon consideration of this foregoing oral argument, your appellant, Mr. Auburn, prays this honorable panel to reverse this court's previous order denying his appeal, finding that such was error, and to remand his case with instructions to the Virginia Beach Trial Court to grant him the equitable and prospective relief to revoke and amend the relevant detention center program as condition 2 of his 2002 suspended sentence upon a reasonable and just cause given in accordance with this appeals court decisions in the cases of Word v. Commonwealth Supra and Rink v. Commonwealth Supra. Respectfully, and with the time remaining, your appellant respectfully awaits to answer any and all questions that this panel may have upon this case.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Albritton. Any questions for Mr. Albritton?
I have none, thank you. This is Judge Haley.
Okay.
None here.
Mr. Albritton, this is Judge Beals. Just a quick question. Is it your argument that because of the additional sentences that you've had, including the life sentence, that you don't think you're going to be released and therefore the detention center incarceration program should not apply to you? Is that sort of the gist of your argument?
Well, the gist of my argument is this condition currently has a detainer on me. It prevents me from, going to lower levels of, in incarceration. And the statute for the detention center program states that no violent offenders may attend. And also, the statute also specifically states that the detention center shall not be imposed as an addition to active prison time. A condition was set in place almost 20 years ago. I was a younger man at the time, and the active life sentence, which I have not been able to overturn over my post-conviction petitions, have been granted. So it seems like it's impossible for me to fulfill that. And also, again, I'm excluded because of my violent criminal conviction. So there's no possibility for me to complete these programs, and the court has addressed a case that's identical to mine in the Word versus Commonwealth. That defendant also couldn't complete the detention center program. It was revoked due to no cause of his own, but it was revoked and amended under this code.
Okay. All right. Thank you for helping clarify that for me.
I would also add, you know, there was a case, the Hill versus Commonwealth case. It was just addressed a few months ago.
Right.
Yeah, so that right there is dealing with the same principles. And, again, the fact that this would deprive the court of its power to affect probation. If I was to get out, you know, it would affect the probation. The court wouldn't have jurisdiction if his ruling was upheld, the first appeal court.
You're talking about the Hill versus Commonwealth case now that was just decided this year.
Yes, May 18th, 2021.
Right. That talks about the period of suspension can be the same as the period of good behavior required by the court.
Right.
The problem.
Right. But if that was the case, then the probationary period would be null and void. And if the court says it doesn't condone absurd conditions, absurd results, because if that's the case, the 6 years was the time for suspension, then the supervised probation provision would be null and void. I would, you know, get out and the court wouldn't have no power to revoke if I did anything. So I'm quite sure they believe that the court should still have retained jurisdiction until the probation was satisfied, the supervised probation period was satisfied.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Albritton.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions for Mr. Albritton?
None.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Albritton. We appreciate your argument today.
And thank you for the opportunity, Judge.
All right. Absolutely. The case is submitted, and the court will reach a decision and be back in touch with you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right. And the
left the conference.
Judge Beal
has left the conference. Has left.